This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Megan Fox said she was never assaulted or preyed upon in a sexual manner by her Transformers director, Michael Bay. She released a statement after old interviews resurfaced with her calling on the director to apologize. Fox defended working with Bay and clarified past comments she had made about being sexualized as an actress in Bad Boys 2 and Transformers. Now she tells us. A Beverly Hills corporation that controls the trademarks of Pablo Escobar is suing rapper 2 Chainz and his business partner for using the late Colombian cocaine kingpin's brand. The rapper and his business partner allegedly used names such as Escobar Crab Cakes for restaurants and menu items. The suit is seeking at least $10 million in damages. Nope, you can't make this shit up. Adult film star Ron Jeremy has been charged with forcibly raping 3 women and sexually assaulting another in separate incidents dating back to 2014. He was charged with 3 counts each of forcible rape and forcible penetration by a foreign object, and 1 count each of forcible oral copulation and sexual battery. Bail for the hedgehog was set at $6.6 million. Ouch. Just 6 months since its launch, Disney Plus has made it into the top 5 streaming video on demand services in the US. Now it's in 25% of broadband homes. Disney Plus sits behind Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu, with new service Apple TV Plus rounding out the top 5. 3 in 10 broadband households use has gone up since March. You think? After Robert Pattinson met with writer-director Christopher Nolan last year to discuss the filmmaker's top-secret new movie, Tenet, the actor was asked to read the screenplay. Pattinson recalled, quote, "I came back a couple of days later, and the script didn't have a title page or anything," unquote. He was blown away. Tenet hits theaters July 31st, we think. Quentin Tarantino once met with Universal boss Jeff Shell about releasing his Western movie, The Hateful Eight. He needed a hefty budget as he intended to shoot the movie on 70mm film and retrofit theaters across the country with projectors that could play the movie on film as he intended. Shell, however, wanted it to be released on iPhones. Tarantino stormed out. I don't blame him. Episodes of the NBC comedy 30 Rock featuring characters in blackface will no longer be available in rerun or streaming form at the behest of executive producers Robert Carlock and Tina Fey. The network pulled 4 episodes, including 2 featuring Jane Krakowski's character Jenna in blackface, from Hulu, Amazon Prime, iTunes, and Google Play. Yeesh! Jimmy Kimmel is also apologizing for old comedy sketches in blackface after they resurfaced online. The TV host said he was reluctant to address the controversy because it would be seen as, quote, "a victory by those who equate apologies with weakness and cheer for leaders who use prejudice to divide us," unquote. How many blackface sketches are out there? Too many. Lil Rel Howery, who starred in Jordan Peele's horror feature Get Out, will host NBC's adaptation of the British game show Small Fortune. The actor and comedian will also serve as exec producer, which is set to go into production later this year. The show offers contestants the opportunity to amass large sums of money on the smallest of playing fields.
About time!
M. Night Shyamalan's next movie now has a release date. Universal said it will release the untitled thriller on July 23, 2021. Shyamalan wrote the script and will direct and produce the pick. Universal, along with the rest of Hollywood, is trying to figure out when the exhibition biz can reopen amid COVID-19. The 4th of July weekend is possible. Or not. There will be a new song featuring the late rapper Pop Smoke, 50 Cent, and Roddy Ricch. Pop Smoke, born Bashar Baraka Jackson, died from a fatal gunshot wound to his torso during a home invasion in February. Last week, his family announced the nonprofit Shoot for the Stars, a foundation he established before his passing. Sounds like an appropriate name. Sorry. The 43rd Annual Kennedy Center Honors, broadcast annually on CBS, and the 23rd Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on PBS will be postponed from their usual fall slots until next spring and summer. The events are among a roster of previously announced performances postponed or canceled to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Now if we could just cancel 2020. Fox News aired Donald Trump's Tulsa rally live when CNN and MSNBC did not. And in doing so, the network secured the top-rated non-entertainment telecast in primetime for the week. The broadcast averaged 7.7 million viewers. The actual turnout, however, was only about a third of the capacity at 6,200 non-mask wearers. Yikes! Mike Rowe is back on TV. Discovery Channel has ordered a Dirty Jobs sequel series, Dirty Jobs Road Trip. Rowe will host the four-episode show, which the cable network described as part reunion, part road trip, part look-back special, and part where are they now? Rowe and the original Dirty Jobs crew will travel together in a mini RV and hopefully not get each other sick.
The Trash Bin.
The fallout from recent allegations that Chris D'Elia had solicited underage girls on social media continues. CAA has also dropped the actor-comedian as a client. The move comes after Whitney Cummings, D'Elia's co-star on the NBC comedy series Whitney, said that she was devastated and enraged by what she read and learned about the allegations. Pervy idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Google U.S. ad revenue will drop for the first time this year. Snapchat apologized and removed the Juneteenth filter that asked you to smile to break chains. Former Pinterest employees allege pure hell of unfair pay, racism, and retaliation. Twitter is making Election Day in the U.S. a paid holiday. Hey, how about the next day too for the giant hangover?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Irresistible from Jon Stewart is tops on the streaming channels.
The number one album.
My Turn by Lil Baby continues to be the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Crossfire is the top paid app.
The number one book.
How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram X. Kendi is the top nonfiction book.
Aaron Frederick, A.J. Mitchell Jr., gained a following in 2017 after posting clips of himself singing and performing covers on YouTube and Instagram. By 13, Mitchell began performing at local open mic nights in his hometown of Belleville, Illinois, and posting covers on social media, which helped him gain a significant following. His first single, Used to Be, had over 60 million streams. Not bad for 13. His social media fan base helped him capture the attention of LA-based manager Mike Spitz that Mitchell has worked with since 2015. AJ has three songs which reached the top 40 in the U.S., Girls, All My Friends, and Slow Dance featuring Ava Max. His new one is his best yet. Here's 19-year-old AJ Mitchell with the song of the week, Burn.
Burn, tables turn, rip the roses right out of the dirt. Before what it's worth, I think what's best for us could mean the worst. We got red wine stains on the countertop, but we keep our pain all bottled up. How we get so cold, damn, look at us, we're frozen up. So I'm gonna let it burn, even if it hurts. Nothing's gonna change until we up in flames, and someone's gotta strike the match first. I'm gonna let it burn, even if it hurts. Nothing's gonna change until nothing remains. It's been too dark to see the light, to see the light. We gotta watch it burn, 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 burn.
That was AJ Mitchell with the song of the week, Burn. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.